The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group, Ohio.
This hour is sponsored by SimTrainer.
This is WHIO's consumer warrior, Clark Howard. Beware scam artists in Dayton. I'll find you out.
This is WHIO meteorologist Kirsty Zontini. If weather breaks this hour, we will break it.
And you're listening to an Ask the Expert weekend on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Good afternoon, listeners, and welcome to this beautiful Saturday afternoon broadcast of Shooting from the Hip. I'm Jeff Pedro, and I'm from SimTrainer, the Dayton area's first indoor range and firearms training center. We are located at 2031 Dryden Road in Moraine, right across the street from DP&L. You can visit us on the web at sim-trainer.com, or you can come down and visit us at the store right across the street from DP&L Moraine at 2031 Dryden Road. We'd be more than glad to talk with you about any of your firearms-related needs or interests. If you want to call us, please call us at 293-3914, and we'd like to talk with you. If you want to get in on the show today, please call us here at the studio at 457-1290, and we might like to talk to you about any of your firearms-related needs or interests. I want to start off today just by briefly mentioning why I'm here by myself. My colleague Mark went on a short vacation, at least it started out, in business trip out west. And unfortunately, but to a large degree fortunately, while he was out there, his father, who was in ill health, ended up passing away. That's unfortunate, and we certainly extend our heartfelt condolences and thoughts and prayers to Mark and Diane and the rest of his family members. But the one great thing is our wonderful Lord works in strange ways and often in wonderful ways. Mark knew that at some point he was probably going to get that telephone call. Well, fortunately, he was able to go out there, spend a couple of days with his dad before finding his dad had passed away on the third day that they visited. And he extended to me that the great thing about it was he had the opportunity to talk to his dad about wonderful memories of distant past times. And he had some closure and had the opportunity to talk to his dad in his final days, and that would have been better than just getting the phone call that he had passed. So again, our thoughts and prayers go out to Mark and his family, and we certainly wish him the best, and we hope he has a safe trip home and he enjoys the rest of his stay while he's out there given the circumstances. So thank God on the one hand that Mark was able to visit with his father, and we know that his father's in his final eternal resting place, and it's a good place right now considering his struggles of the last couple years. I want to go on now and talk a little bit about some gun-related issues. The last couple weeks, there's been some discussion about concern over Governor Kasich's proposal relative to gun control. And after looking through the various provisions that the governor has at least recommended, I want to talk about a few in particular. To begin, I wanted to mention that he is merely one of the main things he's done is he's reconvened a commission, and I think it's the Criminal Justice Committee of the Judiciary Committee or something like that, along with the BCI, to study the problems in the NICS reporting system from the state of Ohio's standpoint in reporting criminal acts to the National Criminal Database, which ultimately gets queried when individuals try to purchase firearms. We've discussed over the last several months, and you've probably read many articles about how problems with the reporting process has resulted in certain exclusionary offenses, criminal convictions, mental health statuses, court-adjudicated mental deficiencies from getting entered into the system, and the lack of those getting entered into the system resulted in individuals being able to purchase firearms when they would not have been able to do so had that information been made available. So all he's doing, he actually had this commission or this committee established a while back. He's just reconvened the commission to look at it a little bit closer and find out what we can do in the state of Ohio. And I imagine that's going to trickle down to the counties, sheriff's offices, and the municipal law enforcement enforcement departments, along with the courts and the mental health facilities, to find out how we can expedite the entry of this information, getting into the system so that it can be queried in a timely manner, and people who shouldn't be able to get firearms can be prevented from doing so by having that information flagged. He also talked about several other things that are really nothing more than making sure that state law gets more in compliance or in accordance with provisions of federal law. For example, we talked about straw purchases, armor-piercing ammo, domestic violence, and protection orders, and bump stocks. And basically there, he's just basically wanting to make sure that the provisions of Ohio law are consistent with that of federal law. For example, in the state of Ohio, I believe, straw purchase type offenses, purchasing a firearm who's otherwise not able to do so, carries a much lesser penalty, potential penalty, than the federal law. The federal law requires 10 years or could result in a conviction up to 10 years. And we've recently seen that play out nationwide with some people who had purchased and or provided guns for people who ultimately committed heinous acts, and they need to be held to the standard of law. And what the governor's looking at here is just making sure that Ohio law is in accordance with federal law. And the other reason he mentioned that was that by enabling state prosecutors to handle the cases, it will relieve the burden on the feds who simply don't pursue these cases, presumably because they don't have time. Now, I don't like that as an excuse, but if this is going to help solve that problem, if just codifying Ohio law to make it in accordance with federal law relative to the type of sentences that can be handed out, I think it's a turn in the right direction. I don't see any bad that can come of that. He also talked about regulating on a state level certain types of armor-piercing ammunition, which is already regulated on the federal level. And then one thing that was, I'm sure, controversial is he didn't come right out and mention a specific ban on bump stocks, but he wanted to be able to immediately move in the direction of whichever the federal law goes, because they're considering some sort of a restriction. I think the president has vested Attorney General Sessions with the responsibility of coming up with some sorts of regulations. We don't know if that's going to be registration of bump stocks similar to what people have to do when they have Class 3 firearms, or if it's going to be an outright exclusion. And I want to remind our listeners, one of the biggest things about outlawing them and making them illegal to possess is there could potentially be a number of court cases because of the just compensation clause of the Fifth Amendment. I mean, this would be an ex post facto law. Bump stocks are legal up until now, and all of a sudden they're going to say they're illegal. What are they going to do with the thousands of people that already possess them and the companies that have multiple numbers in inventory? And how is that matter going to be resolved? That's aside from the fact that with allegations only of bump stocks potentially having been used in the Las Vegas massacre, there's no other criminal acts that anybody can point to where bump stocks have been used in a criminal matter to cause anybody any harm. And the majority of us that have them, we do nothing but enjoy shooting them on a very limited basis. And it just seems that they're kind of approaching this, as they typically do, from the wrong angle, by looking at innocent law-abiding people and trying to outlaw innocent law-abiding items or innocent items that we are in possession of in an attempt to try to solve some problem. And I'm not sure what that problem is. And I want to clarify something. I think it's both strange and unfortunate that we have not seen a definitive after-action report relative to the facts and circumstances surrounding what happened out in Vegas, not only relative to bump stocks, but relative to the entire situation. Now, I hope that law enforcement has a good reason for withholding this information. I hope it's not politically based. And I suspect there are going to be some, I'll describe them as figurative only, bombshells that are going to be revealed once that after action report is in fact disclosed. I am personally a little bit skeptical, based on the information that's been provided so far, that every one of those guns were bump stock converted and used in the carrying out of that particular crime out in Las Vegas. But again, I don't have any more facts than most of you have, based on the limited information that's been provided to us in the few news conferences and some of the coverage that the media outlets have given to that incident after the fact. And if you notice, there's been very little coverage over the last several months, and everybody's waiting toward that, I guess they're going to say October release date again. No idea why that October release date of the after action report has been given, but nonetheless, we're going to be watching out. But getting back to this original issue relative to Governor Kasich, I don't think there's really anything in any of the recommendations he has proposed, and these are all proposals at the present time, to be very concerned about. I have heard people talk about some of the other pieces of legislation that have been proposed by various members of the legislature relative to semi-automatic weapons, a broad general categorization, which could cover everything from an M4 AR rifle to a Glock pistol to everything in between, basically by defining it as anything that's capable, not firing, but capable of holding a magazine that can contain 10 or more rounds. So obviously that was just a proposal by a few people that didn't have a whole lot of support, as we reported several months, and I don't have the specific bill number in front of us, and we haven't heard anything about it. But anyway, we'll keep on top of that. The other thing I wanted to mention is that the Buckeye Firearms Association, in conjunction with Ohioans for Concealed Carry, and I believe a couple other organizations were involved. They had a town hall meeting on Tuesday evening at 6:30 up in Hilliard, Ohio. I unfortunately was not able to get there, and I haven't gotten any information. So if any of you happen to attend that meeting, or if you were there, if you were one of the moderators or one of the participants, I'd be more than glad to listen to what you had to say. Please call us here at the studio at 457-1290, and we'd like to talk to you about some of the things that were discussed there relative to active killer situations, strategies for response, maybe whatever they talked about. They talked about review of previous incidents, lessons learned. Those are very valuable types of interchanges that I think we all can learn from, whether we're just kind of passively interested in the topic in general, or if we're, you know, more actively interested in what, you know, what kind of recommendations and what kind of issues are being discussed relative to mass casualty incidents, particularly those perpetrated by active killers. So if anybody was at that meeting or you have some information, please call us and we'd be more than glad to talk with you about that. I want to let you know we're already here at the end of April. I told you people last year you better start thinking about Christmas, and here we are. Now we're less than 8 months away. So if you're wanting to get that special Christmas gift for yourself or someone else, you better start thinking about it, because December 25th is going to come around very quickly. And I say that with a little bit of gist, but at the same time, I want you to know that there's a lot of stuff out there that's available. If you want something that you've wanted for a long time, go out and get it. Don't wait until it's not available, till it dries up. I have to tell you, unfortunately, one of our major suppliers of products here in the Midwest and throughout the country is undergoing some pretty extensive financial problems, and they have limited distribution capability. Some of the other distributors are trying to pick up that load, which has resulted in a slight downtick in availability of certain things. So don't get yourself in a position where you wanted something and you weren't able to get it. Relative to products, I want to remind people, between now and Monday, if you purchase a Crimson Trace, any Crimson Trace laser light combination, you are going to get a free $150 Railmaster laser, which is usable on either rifles or pistols. Just by sending in or registering the fact that you made a purchase and showing proof of purchase to Crimson Trace, and they're going to send you a free item that can be used on either a pistol or a rifle. Come on down to the range, take a peek at what we have. We have a very strong inventory that can be used with various sorts of guns that have the capability of having light laser combinations, or just lights or lasers mounted on them, in stock. In addition, we have the Link, which I'm going to talk about after the break. That's the wireless laser light combination for M4 rifles. So come on down the range, see if there's something that we can interest you in purchasing at that time. We're going to go ahead and take our first break of the hour. And again, if you want to talk to us here at the studio, call us at 457-1290. We'd be more than glad to talk to you. You're listening to Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
In 86, Mike DeWine voted for the largest amnesty in American history. 20 years later, DeWine voted with Obama and Hillary for an even bigger amnesty.
Mrs. Clinton, aye. Mr. DeWine, aye. Mr. Obama, aye.
DeWine has supported taxpayer-funded benefits for illegals, even giving them Ohio driver's licenses, while ignoring the threat of sanctuary cities. Amnesty, welfare for illegals, sanctuary cities. D.C. DeWine, too liberal for too long. Ohio needs a conservative champion. Mary Taylor supports the wall, and she will stand alongside President Trump to ban sanctuary cities, cutting off funds for cities that don't enforce the law, and jail time for any local official that resists. Mary Taylor is the strong conservative who is tough on illegal immigration. No amnesty, no welfare for illegals, no sanctuary cities. Mary Taylor will keep our families safe. Mary Taylor, made tough. Paid for by Taylor Estruth for Ohio.
Due to increased business, Craftsman Home Improvements is seeking skilled installers to join their team. As one of the top kitchen and bath design build firms in Ohio, Craftsman needs experienced, full turnkey contractors for steady year-round work. Sign-on bonus available. Qualified candidates must have tools, truck, trailer, and insurance. Experience with finished carpentry, tile, plumbing, electric, and drywall is required. Current openings are in Kettering and Westchester, and plenty of work is available. Check them out online at craftsmanhome.com. That's craftsmanhome.com.
Wash your dog. Washing and grooming dogs in the Miami Valley for more than 16 years. If you're not familiar with us yet, it's a great time to visit our brand new Centerville location. Everything needed to wash your dog safely is supplied, or we're happy to do it for you. Bathing services are available anytime, every day from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Our professional grooming services are by appointment only. We won't tell you how good we are. Our customers do. Find us between Firestone and Doubledates and the Cross Point Center. Call 312-1200.
Let me tell you why I love EDC. They take my favorite pin jewelry styles and bring them to life. At the Spring Bling event, they'll have all the brand new styles for 2018, and the designers will be in town to show me in person. I can take advantage of up to thousands of dollars in savings from up to 30% off store-wide or 48 months interest-free financing. Plus, I can schedule a personalized appointment to meet one-on-one with the designers April 27th through the 29th. It's true. If you haven't shopped EDC this spring, you're not done shopping yet.
Prostate cancer makes your future seem dark. Find the light at First Dayton CyberKnife. This is Dr. Edward Hughes. Ordinary cancer centers require up to 45 radiation treatments. At First Dayton CyberKnife, I treat prostate cancer safely in as few as 5 visits. There is no cutting, no pain, and very little chance of losing intimacy with the one you love. Call First Dayton CyberKnife. 855-DAYTON-1.
Lots of clouds in place for the rest of today. A few passing showers possible for the afternoon especially. Temperatures will get to about 53 degrees, but feeling cooler because it's a bit breezy at times as well. Later on tonight, we'll watch your temperatures fall to the low 30s with clearing skies. Widespread frost develops towards morning. Freeze warning in effect from 1 a.m. through 9 a.m. Sunday. For the rest of your Sunday, sunny skies, highs around 58 degrees. I'm meteorologist McCall Vrydags in the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The Miami Valley's only radio station for 24-hour breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back to the show, and if you want to get in on today's show, please call us here at the studio at 457-1290. Right before the break, I mentioned that we have several items from the Crimson Trace line of enhanced sights available down at the range. The one I want to tell you about is the new Link wireless light laser combination for M4 AR rifles. It's a great system. Came out last year, was probably at too high a price point at around $500, $600. Crimson Trace, I think, realized that. They lowered the price, packaged it a little bit differently, sent out some great deals to dealers like us in order to promote the product. I put one of them on my M4 rifle, and boy, do I love it. You basically simply attach the light laser module onto the quad rail on the front of the gun, and you replace the pistol grip on the M4 rifle with the special a programmable pistol grip that comes with the system. You install two batteries, a CR123 battery in the light laser module, and then a CR2 battery in the laser grip, or I'm sorry, in the pistol grip, and then you can link them together just by pushing a control button, and you can set it up in any one of several combinations. You can go with light only, laser only, light and laser, or light with strobe laser, and then you program that, and you program that into the system, and you turn it off, and when you turn it on every time thereafter until you change it, it'll come up in whatever mode. I personally have mine set at light and laser, at least for now. I will primarily use the light. As many of you know, a good illumination-capable light on the end of a rifle is great to give you extra assistance in lower light environments. It's one probably the most practical accessories you add to an AR. In years past, from personal experience and from hearing from other people, when they put lights on lasers or put lights and or lasers on rifles, they had a pressure tab that was connected to the a light or laser module with a wire. It was usually a kind of a pigtail type cord. But what would happen is when that would get twisted and turned, when you replace the batteries, they would break or disattach or the connection wouldn't be proper and you had problems. But with this new wireless system between the module and the control module, you simply turn it on and it works. It's a great device without having any cords that you got to mess with or any cords that are going to get tangled up in anything, whether it's your bag when you're taking it out or when you're moving from point A to point B or when you're out on the range shooting, whatever the case might be. It's a great option. Be sure to stop down to the range, see if you're interested in one, because right now we have them for the unbelievable price of $395. That's $200 off the original MSRP that when they first came out. In addition, between now and tomorrow, if you make a purchase today or tomorrow, before the end of the month, actually through Monday, let's correct that, through Monday, Crimson Trace is going to give you a free $150 Railmaster, which is a laser, red laser, that can be used on either a handgun or a rifle. It's a great deal. That's as a rebate. You simply send in the information after you make your purchase and you get the free item. We're going to jump right out to the phones here, and we're going to talk with Ed from Tip City, who's called in reference to the Second Amendment. Ed, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
What can I do for you today, Ed? Ed, are you there? Go ahead with your comment.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm hearing some other stuff come through.
Well, just go ahead and talk. Don't worry about it. Just go ahead and talk. All right. Well, we'll tell you what. We're going to come back to you later on, Ed, because we've got to continue with some of the things we have going on here right now. But I had just talked to our listeners about the Crimson Trace products that are at the range, and in addition to the link, we have several others. I also want to let our listeners know about a program that everybody's excited about, kind of as a fallout from some of the negative publicity about kids and guns. We have coming up beginning in June our series of youth shooting sports camps. Now, our youth shooting sports camps are characterized by three separate days, 3 hours a day, where kids between the ages of 10 and 18 come down to the range. And in the first class, they participate in our award-winning First Shots class. They get instruction on range safety, firearm safety, functional operation, safe handling of guns. Then they get to shoot under the direct supervision of our trained staff, 50 rounds. And depending on the number of kids, it could be up to 100 rounds. And we get them very good at accurate shooting, handling the gun, loading, charging, and things of that nature. Once they're done with that session, they come to session two, which is called second round rifle, where they get to shoot bolt action rifles, lever action rifles, pump action rifles, several semi-automatic rifles. After they receive instruction on how to mount it in your shoulder, how to line it up, we talk about the difference between iron sights and a red dot, and they get a chance to shoot those out on the range, and again, under the supervision of our trained staff. And then finally, they go to our fun and gun, which is kind of an accurate name for the class. We don't just have fun while we shoot guns, but we teach them respect for firearms, and then we let them shoot zombie targets, and we let them play game targets like darts and battleship, and shoot bowling pins to see how they can enjoy the shooting sports by the interjection of some fun. But those classes will be posted online next week for beginning in June when school is out. So if you have a kid between the age of 10 and 18, make sure you check them out. We're going to go ahead to go for our break here at the bottom of the hour. And when we come back, we'll discuss some of the issues and some of the other things going on at Sim Trainer. You're listening to Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
When the Miami Valley gets hit with breaking news, severe weather, or traffic tie-ups, depend on us for up-to-the-minute information. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
It's 2:30. I'm Damian Burrs with a WHIO News update. E. coli contaminated romaine lettuce continues to be a problem as reports of people getting sick rise.
A cool day with a few spotty showers. I'm meteorologist McCall Freitag. Your exclusive WHIO forecast is coming up.
Now, WHIO Triple Team Traffic. Not seeing any accidents to report at this hour, so your drive times are looking normal across the highways. Our top story, 98 reported cases of people sick from E. coli contaminated romaine lettuce.
46 people needed to be hospitalized, and that number could grow. Consumer Reports says it's possible the tainted lettuce is still being shipped to stores.
Fox News' Jill Nato reporting. In Dayton, two people and two cats are safe after a house fire on Clover Street in Dayton. One of those victims was a homeless man who was taken to the hospital. Cops say the other man is going to be questioned for possible arson in this fire. The neighborhood where this happened is reportedly had problems in the past with homeless people coming in and starting fires inside. There's no word yet if the man who was hospitalized will be questioned, but his injuries are reportedly not serious. Pete Rose's ex-wife, Carol Rose, accused Rose of being a gambling addict with millions of dollars in debt to casinos and the IRS.
On Friday, Pete Rose admitted that he is in fact in debt, but it's not because of high-stakes gambling. In a court filing for their divorce case, Rose says he has no gambling debt, nor is he making the $100,000 a month his ex alleges. He says he's making $54,000 a month, $20,000 of which goes to Carol as alimony.
Fox News' Matt Napolitano. A grand jury will file charges in an officer-involved fatal shooting in Harrison Township last year.
Trotwood Detective Patrick Cron and Montgomery County Deputy Matthew Bowling are cleared in the shooting of Keyshawn Burney, who they say rammed an officer following a suspected drug deal on July 26, 2017.
WHIO's Ron Otto says the grand jury saw evidence and heard testimony from 15 witnesses over 4 days. Here's a look at the exclusive Storm Center 7 forecast from meteorologist McCall Vrydags.
For today, a few showers or sprinkles around the area, otherwise cloudy skies, breezy and cool, highs near 51 degrees. Tonight, we dry out and skies clear. Temperatures will fall to a low near 32 degrees. Freeze warning has been issued from 1 a.m. through 9 a.m. on Sunday, with widespread frost expected. Into your day tomorrow, sunny skies will get to the upper 50s. I'm meteorologist McCall Vrydags in the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Looking at the latest scan of the live Doppler 7 radar, not seeing any clouds out there causing any problems. It's 45 degrees in Inglewood, 48 in Springfield, and 46 degrees in Dayton at 2:33. If news breaks, we break in immediately. I'm Damian Burrs on Dayton's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Depend on it.
Sim Trainer is the Dayton area's premier indoor shooting range and firearms training facility. Sim Trainer is a members-only facility featuring 10 individual shooting stalls and a mechanical target retrieval system. Their range is also climate controlled for your year-round comfort. Sim Trainer offers both pay-as-you-go and year-long individual and family memberships. They're also proud to offer reduced-rate memberships for law enforcement and military. Need training? Sim Trainer holds unique and innovative firearms training courses, including the award-winning First Shots program, a concealed carry course, and an advanced five-course handgun series. Sim Trainer is open Monday through Sunday. Check the website, sim-trainer.com, to find out more or call 293-3914. Sim Trainer, the Dayton area's premier indoor shooting range and firearms training facility, 2031 Dryden Road in Moraine, just across from DPNL. Online at sim-trainer.com.
Hey everybody, it's Nancy here with my great friend Christian Hunt of Joseph Airport Toyota Hyundai. Now, we know you guys do great with pre-owned cars, but there's so much more at Airport Toyota Hyundai, right?
Absolutely, Nancy. But first, we had a great March. We sold over 250 pre-owned vehicles at Joseph Airport Toyota Hyundai in March alone. That's probably because of our lifetime powertrain warranty at no cost to you on most of our pre-owned cars. But let's fast forward to new cars, new Toyotas and Hyundais. We have a lot of them. Great selection, low prices, and the ease of doing business. Just like always, Nancy, it's going to be a great April. Great for savings at josephairporttoyota.com and josephairporthyundai.com, or visit us in the showroom. It's exciting.
So Christian folks can take a look ahead of time by shopping online, right?
Absolutely. Online or in the showroom. Great selection, low prices, and the ease of doing business.
And we know what you always say, Christian.
Yes!
Hi, Pete Kasuja here in Old North Dayton, where my wife Shirley and I started our garden center in 1963, and now we have customers who come to us every year from Ohio, Kentucky, and Indiana. The reason for such loyalty is because they know that we have thousands of shade trees, fruit trees, weeping trees, dwarf trees, evergreens, and flowering shrubs, all ready to load. We also have 16 greenhouses where we grow thousands of bonsai trees and indoor plants and garden plants, berry and fruit plants, and don't forget our green mat grass seed. So today, mow in May. We're about a mile east of the Stanley Avenue exit on I-75, so come out to 1309 Brant Pike and be dazzled.
This is Clark Howard. If breaking news happens, we break in anytime. W-H-I-O.
Welcome back to the show. And if you'd like to get in on today's show, please call us here at the studio at 457-1290, and we'd be more than glad to talk with you. We're going to jump right out the lines. I think we got a better connection, and let's see if we can talk with Ed from Tip City. Ed, are you out there?
Yes, I'm out here now.
Go ahead with your comment. I'm sorry for the earlier problem.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal there was. Hey, we got the answer to the whole situation to this thing about the bump stocks and all this stuff about them trying to take away the Second Amendment and all that.
What's that answer?
The answer is in books. Books that are good reading and the Constitution. And that everybody would understand that the Constitution was made for us. And those four first 10 is the Bill of Rights. And what it does, it explains to us, people that are not so smart in law and everything, and how to read the Constitution, it explains to us what they're trying to say in the Constitution. And the Second Amendment, which is one of the Bill of Rights, they're telling you what they're trying to say in the Constitution. And so when you guys say that they're trying to take away the Second Amendment, they can't take away the Second Amendment because they'd have to rewrite the whole Constitution in order to take it away, and they're not smart enough to do that.
Well,
unless you let them.
Well, Ed, stay with me and let me take you through, because this is an interesting topic you brought up based on some research I'd done in the last week. First of all, they could repeal the Second Amendment, so they could take it away. In that regard, that would be extremely difficult because, except for, if I'm not mistaken, the repeal of prohibition, I'm not aware of any other noteworthy amendment that's ever been repealed, and it does take significant acts on the part of our of Congress in order for that to happen. So it can be done, not likely to be done. Obviously, over the last 2 months, we've heard a lot of rhetoric from the socialist radical leftists who would like nothing more than they don't necessarily want to do away with the amendments. They just want to do away with the amendments and the parts of the amendments that don't support their personal and political agendas. When you say there's various books, I was going to present today, and I've presented to several people on some of my postings on the internet and Facebook and such this last week, that there's really only two documents that are irrefutable. Number one is the Bible. Number two is the Constitution. They say what right. they people meant them to say, and that's that. Now, a lot of people like to interpret and put their own spin and do different things to it, but they're pretty direct and to the point. In the case of the Constitution, over the years, we've had case law established by judges and or courts, which have helped to clarify in many cases many of the provisions of the Constitution. The ones that I'm most familiar with, obviously the Fourth, Fifth, and Sixth Amendments. But right now, all three of those, along with the First, the Second Amendments, are coming under a tremendous attack because they don't purport to say, nor do things actually get carried out in practice in a way that the left would like to see them done. For example, the Fourth Amendment, when they talk about, you know, the right of the people to be secure in their houses, persons, and possessions, some would argue that, well, that only means certain places. And they never dreamt that technology would change to the point where now we have cell phones with storage capabilities and cloud and things of that nature. And they like to situationally attack the Fourth Amendment so that it meets their particular agenda. The same is true with the Second Amendment. They talk about, well, that was only meant for armies and the militia, and it wasn't meant for the common everyday people. Well, I beg to differ. Back in the day, the common everyday people were the people they were directly talking about. And relative to the First Amendment, as you well know, many people across the country, they want to quash conservative thought and conservative speech while at the same time letting the messages of radical socialist leftists ring out loud and clear. So if it doesn't meet their agenda, they want to quash it. But the bottom line here is, and you kind of at least addressed half of it, if we just paid attention to the Constitution and what it means, literally, and to the Bible, we'd be a lot better off because both documents are irrefutable and they give us great rules and guidance for life.
Yeah. Well, hey, here's a scenario that you're right about the Bible and the Constitution, the liberty, and the First, Second, Third, Fourth, Fifth, Sixth, and all that. Them were given to us by God.
Okay.
And so what God gives us, they can't take away. And in the Ninth and the Tenth Amendment, which was, called the Acts of Nobility, and it was proposed, like you were saying before, it was proposed in 1810 and ratified in 1819, which means, you know, that one was ratified 10 or 11 through whatever it is up to today has never been ratified, so them don't apply to us because it goes against it. If it was ratified, they could ratify it. That means it didn't go against the Constitution, so it hasn't been ratified. So 11 through however far up to Obamacare and all that has never been ratified for us.
Well, Obamacare is not a constitutional provision, but I want to argue, and again, I'll listen to what you have to say, but the one thing I want to clarify, just as an example, there's a lot of significance about the ratification of the 14th Amendment, which ensures due process and basically applies the first 10 amendments to the states as opposed to just the federal government. Okay, so there's significance in the application and ratification of all the amendments, but particularly the first 10 and the 14th. And then, of course, there's other amendments relative to age and gender discrimination that have, in fact, been ratified and are supreme law of the land. And we have to look at the Constitution as a whole and recognize that it is supreme law of the land. One other point I want to make, Ed, you mentioned that it's given to us by God. It's given us to by men, maybe inspired by God. And we could agree to disagree whether that means it's given to us by God. But the simple fact is it was men, and they were very wise men who were subjected to some very tyrannical types of governmental overreach that came up with a constitution that when you think about the time that the Constitution was developed and implemented, it was pretty heroic, to say the least. So I would give you the fact that there's no question they were inspired by God, and the fact that God is mentioned so many times in their teachings and in their writings, there's no doubt that God is a critical part of the development of this country. Certainly the development of the Constitution and the implementation of its provisions. So we could agree to disagree on some of those facts, but the 14th Amendment in particular is very relevant because it made the first 10 applicable to the states and not just the federal government.
Now hold on there. See, the 14th Amendment has never been ratified. And you know why? Because because of the 9th and the 10th, it's in the 9th and the 10th.
Okay.
The 9th and the 10th protects your rights and all that stuff. I mean, that protects, that it does the 14th Amendment. That's where that came in there. See, the 14th Amendment has never been ratified because you've already got some of those protections in the Constitution under the 9th and the 10th and all the other ones. And so that's why the 14th Amendment was never ratified.
Okay.
Only the first 10 have been ratified. And the last, I believe the last one that was ratified was in 1810. And that's the Acts of, or 1819, and that's the Acts of Nobility.
Okay.
And the Acts of Nobility says that those people that are esquires are not, they cannot make up laws because they're non-citizens.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what.
If the people out there want to find out about that, look up the Acts of Nobility and read what that says about that, and that'll explain to them who they are and who they are.
Well, I'll tell you what we'll do, Ed.
And what they can do and who we are and why we're protected under this the first 10.
Ed, that's very good advice, and I think that's something that all of us should do. Obviously, I want to move on to some other things, but I'm thankful for your call. I think that people should read the Constitution. They should read the Bible. I think they should reflect on the provisions. They should do their own homework. If they just go out to the internet and search information relative to those documents and relative to the provisions, they can educate themselves. But suffice it to say that the Constitution of the United States is under attack, and there are people out there who would very much like us to change the way we do business, and they're doing everything they can to try to push that along. So again, Ed, I thank you for your call, and it's a topic that we want to visit because, as I mentioned, when he first got on the phone today, I had been giving a lot of thought to this over the last couple of days, and it was kind of brought about by... There's a series that they're at the church I go to at Fairhaven in Centerville, and they're talking about God and the existence of God. And one of the things that the pastor there said is that the Bible's an irrefutable document. Well, in my own thinking, I was thinking there's only one other document that I know of, and it's the Constitution that's irrefutable. And I think the big thing to remember is the people who wrote it said what they meant, and they meant what they said. And it's unfortunate that we have too many people who are trying to twist it, put spin on it, change it so it meets their own selfish agenda. Relative to the Second Amendment, Mark so eloquently recites the words, talking about our freedoms relative to ownership of firearms. And people just like to say it means something different when it doesn't. There wasn't any contesting of what it meant for all of time. And now here we are in the last couple of years, particularly in the last several months, where people are talking about how it doesn't mean what it says, and they didn't really mean that. And therefore, we want to go ahead and make changes, and we want to step on people's Second Amendment right and try to limit gun ownership, how people use guns. And as we've mentioned so many times, and this can't be clearer than the nose on our face, that no matter what law they make, it's only going to have impact on law-abiding citizens who already do the right thing. We have to move forward with doing the things that we need to do to deal with individuals, their ill-advised, their evil motivation for committing the heinous acts that they commit, just like the individual who committed the atrocity up in Canada with a van this past week. We got to look at their motivations. We got to get into their head. We have to see what in fact is going on, and if we're ever to have any hope of changing, or I'm not going to say eliminating, but better responding and reducing the number of these incidents that occur. And I think we're doing a relatively great job as a society. When you consider the fact that mass casualties, the total number in the last 50 to 60 years is below 1,000, it's probably below 750. Don't get me wrong, that's still a lot. It's still terrible. It's still heart-wrenching for the family members and friends of every person who's died at the hands of these people. But when you look at the total number over the period of time in question, we've got to look at other issues. All right, we're going to take our last break of the hour. When we come back, we'll wrap it up, tell you about some other things going on at Sim Trainer. You're listening to Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Dayton and Springfield Station for 24-hour news, weather, and traffic. And our Ask the Expert weekends. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
This is the Hot Spring Spa Health Minute for April. April is National Stress Awareness Month. Stress, it's a killer, both literally and figuratively. No matter what your age, health, or standing in life, we all deal with stress. It comes at you from all angles. Parents, kids, job, there is truly no way to avoid it completely. Some deal with it quite well. With exercise. Some deal with it in other ways. But make no mistake, stress is part of our life. One sure way to help ease stress is putting a nightcap on the day with a relaxing, soothing soak in a hot spring spa. Think of it as your nightly walk on the beach without that annoying sand in your shoes. And at the end of it, you'll sleep better and wake up refreshed and ready to take on another day full of, you guessed it, stress. We can't stress this enough. Hot Spring Spa can help. Hot Spring Spa, just for the health of it.
Hot Spring Spa, 6100 Wilmington Pike, or visit hotspring-dayton.com. Hot Spring Spa, just for the health of it.
Did you know that arthritis is the number one cause of disability in America, according to the Arthritis Foundation? At STAT Research, right here in Dayton, we are currently enrolling participants on a clinical research study for an investigational medication aimed to reduce the disease activity and improve physical function for those who suffer with rheumatoid arthritis. If you or someone you know has RA and has had an inadequate response or intolerance to TNF-alpha therapy, they may qualify for the study. To learn more about this study, call us at 1-833-STAT-833, and we'll be glad to answer any questions you may have. This study is open to adults 18 years and older. Other inclusion and exclusion conditions apply for enrollment. No insurance is required to participate. All lab work, study medications, and doctor's exams associated with the study are free of charge. Call us at STAT Research for more information. 1-833-STAT-833.
Hey everybody, it's Nancy here with my great friend, Christian Hahn of Joseph Airport Toyota Hyundai. Now, we know you guys do great with pre-owned cars, but there's so much more at Airport Toyota Hyundai, right?
Absolutely, Nancy. But first, we had a great March. We sold over 250 pre-owned vehicles at Joseph Airport Toyota Hyundai in March alone. That's probably because of our lifetime powertrain warranty at no cost to you on most of our pre-owned cars. But let's fast forward to new cars, new Toyotas and Hyundais. We have a lot of them. Great selection, low prices, and the ease of doing business. Just like always, Nancy, it's going to be a great April. Great for savings at josephairporttoyota.com and josephairporthyundai.com, or visit us in the showroom. It's exciting.
So Christian, folks can take a look ahead of time by shopping online, right?
Absolutely. Online or in the showroom. Great selection, low prices, and the ease of doing business.
And we know what you always say, Christian.
Yes!
This is Mo from Mo's Outdoor Equipment and Supplies in Springboro. It's Toro's biggest sale of the year. Hurry in and take advantage of the great deals and make your yard the envy of the neighborhood this spring. Let Toro take the work out of mowing your yard and save instantly with rebates on the Toro Super Recycler, Toro Titan HD, or the Toro Time Cutter HD. Plus, use your Toro credit card and get a Visa prepaid card up to $100. Visit us today at Mo's Outdoor Equipment and Supplies in Springboro or at buyatmos.com.
Wash your dog. Washing and grooming dogs in the Miami Valley for more than 16 years. If you're not familiar with us yet, it's a great time to visit our brand new Centerville location. Everything needed to wash your dog safely is supplied, or we're happy to do it for you. Bathing services are available anytime, every day, from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Our professional grooming services are by appointment only. We won't tell you how good we are. Our customers do. Find us between Firestone and Doubledates and the Cross Point Center. Call 312-1200.
It's the spring sales event at Key Chrysler Jeep, Dodge, and Ram Trucks. I'm Alex Toby. A great selection of Jeeps with new Renegades starting just $19,900. Or new Chrysler Pacificas save up to $7,000. And new JK Wranglers save up to $5,000. And don't forget, a guaranteed $11,000 off a new 2018 Ram Bighorn Crew Cab. And you may save more. Check out these deals and more 24/7 at KeyChrysler.com. Or take the short drive to Xenia. We'll see you at Key today.
Let me tell you why I love EDC. They take my favorite pin jewelry styles and bring them to life. At the Spring Bling event, they'll have all the brand new styles for 2018, and the designers will be in town to show me in person. I can take advantage of up to thousands of dollars in savings from up to 30% off store-wide or 48 months interest-free financing. Plus, I can schedule a personalized appointment to meet one-on-one with the designers April 27th through the 29th. It's true. If you haven't shopped EDC this spring, you're not done shopping yet.
Lots of clouds in place for the rest of today. A few passing showers possible for the afternoon especially. Temperatures will get to about 53 degrees, but feeling cooler because it's a bit breezy at times as well. Later on tonight, we'll watch your temperatures fall to the low 30s with clearing skies. Widespread frost develops towards morning. Freeze warning in effect from 1 a.m. through 9 a.m. Sunday. For the rest of your Sunday, sunny skies, highs around 58 degrees. I'm meteorologist McCall Vrydags in the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's our Ask the Experts weekend on the Miami Valley Radio Station with breaking news, weather, and traffic, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back to the show. And I want to remind our listeners this week at Sim Trainer, we have another session of our M4AR rifle class Monday night on the 30th of April from 6 to 10. The cost of the class is $100. You will need 100 rounds of ammunition. In that class, we teach you everything you know about handling, shooting, and functional operation of the M4 rifle and its different variations that are out there. We talk a little bit about the history. We show you a little video about how it actually operates and using the direct impingement system that is has been around for now over 60 years. If you purchase one of our Beyond the Basics Rock River rifles for $825, we give you the class for free. We purchased numerous of those earlier in the year, and we're down to our last five. So if you want a very nice rifle that will give you all of the features that you need in a good quality M4 rifle, the Beyond the Basics Rock River rifle at $825 is a great deal. Plus, you get the class for free if you purchase the rifle between now and Monday. So I encourage you to, if you're thinking about getting one, get it now. Don't wait. As I told you earlier, they're not drying up, but they're not in abundant supply. So keep in mind, places like Dick's and Field & Stream, they're not putting those back out in circulation. They're destroying those, unfortunately. So there are fewer and fewer in the queue. In addition, this next week, we will be receiving the long-awaited range gun Sig Sauer P365. So about the middle of the week, I suspect, because it was mailed on Friday, we should have the Sig P365, which is their current subcompact striker-fired gun that we've heard so much about and so many people have pre-ordered but just have not been able to get in large quantities. But we're going to take our first one that we receive in the middle of the week and put it on the range program for $10 plus the price of a box of ammunition. You'll get to shoot the gun. I've heard mixed reviews. I'm going to wait until I have a chance to handle the gun myself and do my own evaluation. I'll put out an evaluation of that gun maybe in the next week or two, but you'll be able to start shooting it, renting it, and shooting it next week. So come on down to the range and see if it's something that maybe you've been waiting for that you'll be interested in. I also want to remind our listeners, as I mentioned earlier in the show, our youth shooting sports camp will be beginning in June. We're going to offer several sessions. They are spread out. Some are on Saturdays, some are on Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, some are in the morning, some are in the evening. We know that it's difficult with kids' schedules being that they're involved in so many different things to get kids to it, so we're trying to give some flexibility. You can take them in any order. In other words, you don't have to do a session consecutively in the same week. You just have to take number one first and number three last and number two or session two, obviously, at some point in between. But there'll be multiple opportunities for you to get your kids into the youth shooting sports camp. Remember, all you have to do is fill out the registration form and sign the waiver. You can drop them off and you can go shopping or go run errands, do whatever you have to do. They'll be under our care for that 3-hour period. We have trained firearms instructors who are also parents and grandparents, and we'll take very good care of the kids when they're under when they're in our care. So you can rest assured that we'll take care of them for you. So that's about all we have for today's show. Be sure to tune in to Shooting from the Hip next Saturday from 2 to 3, and I'm hoping to have some updates on some of the legal issues that are going through the Ohio legislature. And until then, you're listening to Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
From our downtown Dayton McAfee Heating and Air Studios, WHIO AM Dayton, WHIO FM Pleasant Hill, a Cox Media Group station.